Right now, it is time for us to go exploring around the world, and we'll go halfway around the world, as a matter of fact, and we'll go to Jaisalmer, India, and we'll bring in Arjun Singh. Arjun, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, sir. It's Girdhar.
Girdhar, how are you this morning?
Sir, I'm fine. And today, actually, father has gone to Ahmedabad with my maternal grandfather. He's suffering from a problem of kidney, so they went there for his checkup.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And he's traveling now, so he's not getting the network. So he told me to say you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, we very much thank you for the Merry Christmas and the Happy New Year. When do your holidays start?
Actually, they started on 21st of December.
Okay, and how long do they go?
They go for 15 to 20 days.
So that brings us to the middle of January. And then does it run straight until the beginning of May, is it?
No, ma'am. Actually, we are not suffering that kind of harsh winters, so we are having only a break of 15 to 20 days.
Right, and then after that you go to school, then you go to school until, is it the beginning of, when does the real heat, horrible heat start there?
Actually, it starts from mid-May to September.
Okay. So right now you're okay. Your father last week was talking that there were many, many, many tourists. Is that still the case?
Yes, ma'am. Because now the winters arrived, so people from different parts of the country and even from foreign countries had started arriving to Jaisalmer, and this is the only time when the people who are running hotels and resorts, it's their time now, right? Actually.
Right, and how do you find it? Just give us an idea of how it's different.
Today when I went to the market, it was fully crowded, and a lot of people from there, from different parts of the country, a lot of foreign tourists were there. Who even some of them asked me the way to forts and the way to different palaces in Jaisalmer. And different questions about Jaisalmer.
And a combination of languages?
Yeah, different languages. Some asked in, actually mainly they asked in English or Hindi, but some who were not knowing, they were sometime asking in German, French, a little bit English and French. A combination of different languages.
And what do your English obviously is excellent. Presumably your Hindi is excellent. What do you do with the German and French?
They tell me the name of the places and I tell them the way. That's the only thing I can help them.
You point. You say actually, go that
I
way.
Point I give them I give them the directions on their mobile phone. Actually, there's a nowadays app is there, Google Maps, in which we can tell them where to go and how to go. It will give them the definite directions. So I send them the directions on their mobile phones.
That's
so it helps a lot.
That's one of the real pluses, I suppose, of having. Of having that. Does everybody use their mobiles? This reminds me. I have to ask you about the pizza or whatever it was that you ordered last week from what happened
from,
with that?
Freddy Foods. It's a new small we can say junk food restaurant. It's the only restaurant where we can buy junk food in Jaisalmer.
Now, is the pizza like American pizza? What's the pizza consist of at this junk food place?
Here's Marshall.
Actually, the pizza consists of the pizza was like the normal pizza, but as we are in this small city, we can't get the taste which we get in the big cities like Jodhpur or Jaipur. But comparatively, it was good.
Okay, so the taste, Describe what was on the pizza in the first junk food market.
And, actually, I ordered the vegetable pizza, so there were different sorts of vegetables such as tomato, onion, capsicum, and it also included. Actually, I told them for extra cheese, so it was full of cheese. It was loaded with cheese.
All right. Did it have any tomato sauce on it?
Now, actually, I'm on the terrace, so we are having a good speed now, so we can continue.
All right. So
you were asking about the pizza, right?
Yeah, the tomato sauce.
The tomato sauce. They sent some pouches of tomato sauce with the pizza.
Uh-huh.
Now, were you able to buy French fries at these junk food places?
Yes, there are different sort of French fries, such as regular French fries, or they have named them just as peri-peri French fries or onion French fries, but actually they taste the same almost.
So it's just basically fried something.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But it's new thing for us. Now I'm on the terrace, so I experienced the real winter, and it's about 70 degree Fahrenheit here. It's really cold for us.
Yeah, that's really sad for you because it's 24 here. So it's 50 degrees colder
24
here.
24 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
24 Fahrenheit, right. Yes.
So your 70 Fahrenheit does not make us do anything except think, oh, wow, we wish.
We can see the coldest day of winters when we have about 60 to 70 degree Fahrenheit.
Yeah, no, we understand.
In the daytime, at nighttime, temperature goes to 30 to 40 degree Fahrenheit, but in daytime, we have 60 to 70 degree Fahrenheit only.
So right. just imagine what it's like here, and we have to wrap it up. So we will talk to one of you next week. Thank you for doing such a good job standing in for your father. We hope your grandfather does well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Next week, father will be here.
So. Okay. Good job, Gurdar.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. That is Around the World with Arjun Singh, Gurdar, here on Robin Hood Radio.